Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your hostess with the mostest, Andrea Maxim, and it's going to be an episode that's just you and me. There is no interviewee on this particular one, and why this episode is so important is because I just got back from my very first live event with my mastermind group. So it had been a long time coming. I'd been really thinking about wanting to get into a mastermind group for a number of years now, but you know, the ones that I'd been hearing about were a huge investment, and you know, I just didn't feel like I was ready to join something like that in my business. So what I wanted to talk about was how to make sure that you are making the right investments when it comes to your business. And I wanted to do some rapid fire reviews of all of the amazing things that I learned while I was away for that 2-day live event. So first question first, you know, how do I know when I'm ready to join a big group coaching mastermind of some sort? So really, I wanted to be in a place of my business where I was definitely a lot more advanced. I wasn't just doing it from the very beginning, from scratch, learning those basic steps. I wanted to be at a place where if I'm going to make investment that is of this size, so we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, that I was going to get the most out of this investment. I will never, ever invest in something in my business that I do not see where I can get that return as quickly as possible on it. So I definitely, as I've mentioned in previous calls, I've signed up with business coaches and put out a fair amount of investment there, but with different people that had different strengths and different things that they could offer me, but it wasn't putting all my money in one basket, so to speak. So when I first started investing in business coaching, all that I wanted to do was get my feet wet. Like this was the podcast was probably one of the big first investments that I made because the podcast and the website, the maximizebusiness.ca website, all kind of came together on the with the very same person. So I actually pre-recorded 15 episodes of the podcast before we launched it. And I think we launched it now maybe two and a half years ago, maybe even more. I have no idea. So that was my very first investment. And that was an investment where this was just a labor of love. It was something that I knew I wanted to do. I knew it was going to be expensive. I knew that in the long run, it was going to be very profitable, which it now has become this year for the first year. But up until then, I was just constantly putting money out every single month to get the shows up, to keep the website running, to get the show notes made and everything else. So when I started doing the podcast, that's when I started implementing and wanting to put together a course. So I knew that in order for you guys to benefit as quickly as you possibly could, I wanted to find a resource that I could create, knowing that when we graduate from school, we have next to zero business acumen. And I understand the financial investment that it can be depending on how long you've been in school up until the point you start doing your extra certifications. Going through naturopathic college is definitely not inexpensive. And when you graduate from whatever school you graduated from, regardless, you have no idea how to make that investment back. And you're now having to put more money out into starting your brick and mortar or to start your website or to start your branding and get people actually exchanging money for service. So I knew that there was a huge deficit in what people were graduating, at least the naturopathic college from, in the deficit with regards to your business knowledge and how to actually put things together. And even the course, I sat on that idea for over a year, and I wanted to make sure that I had implemented all of the systems in my own business before I started teaching you guys. And I went through a course building program. I wrote out my script. Like, I was on our wedding anniversary weekend away with my husband. We went to a beautiful golf resort up north. And while he was out golfing on his own, I was literally sitting in the back of our little cottage thing in one of those Muskoka chairs, typing away my script on my laptop. I'm just putting all of my ideas down of everything that I wanted to put into all the modules. And then eventually, once that script was written, I started recording the modules. And it was August of 2016 that we actually launched the Maximize Your Clinic course with the modules and everything else to literally walk you through how to start your business, grow your business, and systemize your business. And I never wanted that to kind of infiltrate into the podcast. I always wanted the podcast to be more about you guys. And the goal was to reach out to you and inspire you and give you little nuggets that you can take away and take action from. And every single show that I do, I am learning just as much as you are. And I'm sure you'll hear that as I'm asking questions, or you'll even hear me be like, oh, I didn't know that, you know? So, you know, this is much a beautiful thing for me as it is for you. And so once I got the course going, I was like, now I'm ready to invest in people that know how I can start executing this. And I invested in two business coaches in one time frame, actually. I was going to say in 1 year, but almost at once. One was Lori Kennedy. The other was Samantha Gladish. Both of which people that I had known and had kind of made relationships with prior, but I knew if I wanted to get somewhere fast, because I didn't want to waste any more time, I needed to talk to people who knew what they were doing. So once I got the course going, I launched it on my own. I did a beta launch. And so those people that I launched it to are still, most of them are still highly active in the program, which is amazing. And I'm seeing their businesses flourish, which is so awesome. And I've launched it, I think, 6 times since then. My best launch was when I hired Stephanie Joanne, who is in the Build Your Business Empire, or Build Your Empire, BYE. She was offering a 90-day coaching program, or maybe it was even a 60-day coaching program. And she helped me completely redo my sales page, rewrite my emails, make my sales copy a lot more effective. Again, these were the things that I just didn't have time to learn or fiddle around with. I booked when I was going to do the launch. I'm always holding myself to the utmost self-integrity when it comes to my projects. So I was just like, I'm just going to throw another $3,000 at this so that I can have an amazing launch. So of course, all those things cut into my, you know, revenue, my profits at the end. But I've always looked at all of these projects as complete serving. All I'm doing here is serving you guys with my heart wide open. It's never been about the money. It's never been about the expense. It's never been about how quickly can I make as much money as possible. I've always been setting up my business with just pure feelings of serving and gratitude. So I didn't even care. I just wanted to see how many more people could I get into my course? How many more people could I help? How many more people can I serve? And even now, the course has completely evolved and is continuing to evolve every time I launch it, where I'm adding more pieces of me and more of those personal touches. Because quite frankly, guys, the way people are approaching businesses, whether it's in your office, online, or any sort of thing that you're doing, the more personal touch points you can offer, the more you can be available for people, the more they are going to start to work with you and know, like, and trust you and sing your praises. It is not as simple as just sending out an email anymore. And every single launch, I've had to hustle to make the sales that I have, because what we could do 3 years ago just by sending out emails, now I'm personally reaching out to all the people that go to my webinar and say, thank you so much for joining my webinar. Do you have any questions? And then I'll reach out to them as the cart is closing and the deadline is kind of coming up. How can I help you? What can I do? And all of these extra things that I've been learning have been inspired by every single coach that I've aligned myself with, which has also made me a better coach. I am so much better at the students that I have in my program now. And we do group coaching calls, and I help them to the best of my abilities using all the knowledge that I'm gaining from my coaches. But the most pivotal coach that I am now part of his next level mastermind is James Wedmore. And I know I've touched on this in a few previous episodes that he is one of my coaches and has been my longest running coach that I have had. And I still have James Burgess, who is on 3 episodes of the podcast right at the very beginning talking about business planning. He is my accountability guy. Every single Friday morning, we have a 15 to 20 minute touch point call. What did you get done this week? How's it going? What did you learn? What should we add? What do you need to do more of? He's really, really helping me stay on target. And it's amazing how even my students and my one-on-one coaching people, when we don't have our calls as frequent, they're like, man, like without you being there, I just won't get anything done. But when I know we have a call, it kicks me into action. When I know I have to, you know, get these things done for you, it kicks me into action. So really kind of think about that with regards to where you are in your business. Do you just need someone to help you with those building blocks to get you to the next level of your business? And once you get to that next level, do you feel that you have now earned a spot at a mastermind group? So let's talk about the mastermind groups now. So a mastermind can be anywhere from, I've seen it as low as maybe $3,000 or $4,000 to as high as $25,000 or $30,000. And I was really, really, really close last year joining a mastermind, and it was $25,000 US. And I said, there's no freaking way I am putting out 30 grand just to join this mastermind, because often the big masterminds also have 3 or 4 mandatory live meetings that you'll meet all over North America to do, plus all these extra obligations. So you always want to tack on maybe an extra $10,000 to whatever that mastermind price is for the travel, the hotel stays, the food, and everything else. So when I was really, really close, and it just didn't sit well with me, I sat on it, I thought about it, I kind of ruminated on it for a couple of days, and it just didn't sit well with me. The investment was just far too great, and I knew I wasn't at a place where I was going to get that return on investment back. So I kind of like sat on the idea, and I kept doing my thing, growing my clinic and sharing with you guys as much as I could. And in December, actually it was November, I went to a BBD live event, which is hosted by James Wedmore. And I've been one of his beta members in his coaching program from the very beginning and gone to most of the BBD lives that I could. You know, of course, I was pregnant a few times there. And he started pitching his next level mastermind. So he has an inner circle mastermind, which is for people that are making at least $250,000, if not more. And again, that's where the 4 trips that you guys all have to meet together for a couple of days and all these other things. And I was like, there's no way. I'm just not there yet. But he created this next level mastermind group. And so, of course, he was up on the stage doing the pitch. And I was like, look, I have no idea what he's going to sell it for, but I know at this stage in my business, I can make that return on investment right away with an online launch or having a few new patients or doing some sort of in-office promotion. So if he puts on the screen $10,000 or less, I'm in. And this is American dollars, right? And of course, as I'm sitting there saying, if he says 10, I'm in. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm not going to worry about it. If he says 10, I'm in. And so he's going on the stage talking about, you know, all the benefits that you get and all the promises that you're going to have and blah, blah, blah. And then here comes the price. And he says it's $10,000 US. And so without a second thought, and I was sitting right next to my roommate for the event, I said, okay, that's what I said I was going to do. I've earned this. I have, you know, made so many positive changes in my business this past year because of his teachings, because of his trainings, because of all the people that I've aligned with. This is going to be my reward to myself. went to the back of the room, signed up immediately for the full pay because I was not going to do the monthly payment plan and pay more US dollars than I have to. I refuse. So I actually had to go to the bank and take out 10,000 US dollars to put onto my US MasterCard so that they could take the payment. And I was just like, oh my God, this is what it must be like to be rich. Like this huge wad of paper cash in my hands that lasted about 15 minutes because I was so terrified I was going to get robbed or something. And I of course took videos of myself with it and all kinds of funny things. But that was kind of my transition. So it was about 2 years before I actually joined a mastermind. And even at where I am right now, I would never feel comfortable hosting a mastermind. There's so much investment in that with regards to my time. And the other thing about a mastermind too is you need to align yourself with people that are going to help everybody else. So James is like heading up the group, but we are responsible for motivating each other and commenting on what people are doing and helping them out with the resources and tools that we have. So you also want to make sure that if you decide to join a mastermind, you want to know who's in that group and how they're going to benefit you. And if they're not in the same wheelhouse as you, if you're not going to learn from them, even if you're working with that one person who's heading it up, it's probably not the right decision for you. So I know there's a number of people that offer low value masterminds and there is benefit to it. Again, I would strongly encourage if you're going to do it, if there's a live component, go to the live events because that's where you get to really network with the people. And from this last live event, we had speakers every single day. And I am going to go through my sort of rapid fire notes with you guys. But I also had three people that I thought would be perfect for this podcast that I've invited. You know, I've joined a Pinterest group and I'm going to have Julia King on very shortly in the next couple of weeks talking about Pinterest for your business. And it was not on my radar at all. And now I'm so excited to start using another social platform. So that's kind of the kind of premise of joining these big groups that have high value to them, but also high cost as well. So if you are thinking about joining a mastermind and you want to kind of run some ideas by me and see if it's the right decision for you, and you'd like some extra input, I'm happy to answer any questions based on my experience and what I've learned with you. So consider those items, but I'm going to go over the rapid fire stuff that I learned because it was really, really cool. And I'm just going through, we all got these 90-day goal planners at our table, which I really need to start using because I think it's really awesome. And basically what the 90-day planner is, and another book and resource I would encourage you to look into is Brian Moran's 12-week year. Ultimately, what it's talking about is instead of chunking out everything into quarters or waiting until the very end of the year to make everything happen, you want to set a start date and an end date for a 90-day time period and treat it as if it's the end of the year. Treat that 90-day time period as if you had to meet all of your financial goals and deadlines by that time. And then, of course, just watch how much of a difference that makes for your business. So first things first, one of the coolest things that I'm definitely implementing in my business this year, and in fact, I've been working on the slides for this, is automated webinars. So over the past month, actually just last month, I did two webinars to my current list of online followers and patients. And then I also did a Facebook Live and boosted it just to a targeted area for people that could actually come into my office and ran two live webinars. The topic this time was doing lab values, which is one of the presentations in my Rock Your Seminars program. This month, we're going to be doing it all on Synthroid. So why Synthroid is not good enough for your thyroid and talking all about hypothyroid and all the different ways that you can assess for thyroid issues. And it was wildly successful. So out of the two live webinars I did, I booked in one new patient, five old patients that hadn't seen me for years. One person I hadn't even seen for 5 years, and she came back into the office. Each had a value of $160, which is my hourly rate. So, you know, that was a good day's work. So webinars are definitely something I'm going to be rinsing and repeating for the rest of the year to engage previous people that have been to my seminars but haven't yet booked in, to get some new people in a local targeted audience from Facebook onto these webinars. So that's kind of new. But anyways, so we had Melissa Griffin, who runs the Pinterest online course. I think it's called Pinterest Growth or Pinning or something like that. Anyways, so she was just talking about her automated webinar, and it is a $1 million automated webinar funnel that she's created. And the software that is the best one to use for evergreen webinars is called EverWebinar, which is kind of the sister product to Webinar Jam, both of which I use. And ultimately, it was what we would encourage around webinars is you definitely want to run the same webinar maybe 6 to 10 times live. Really gauge what people like. Does it actually sell? What kind of questions are you getting? How should you change the graphics? How should you do the layout of the slides? All those things. And once you feel pretty confident with those webinars, you can absolutely turn it into an automated webinar. So what she does, and I think this is a beautiful funnel that you can create for any kind of freebie offer that you have for potential clients or patients, is she will create a webinar. She will create a freebie. She will have 4 emails that will go out that are completely automated. And on each one, she's inviting them to this webinar. And so what that does is it really organizes how your opt-ins are going to go. So if it is somebody who's either in your office, they're already a patient and they download it, that's fine. If it's somebody brand new, that's also fine. And what the webinar does is it goes out a day after when they click on the link, and then they can watch the replay or whatever. So that is definitely something that I want to simplify with my business, is every opt-in, the whole purpose is to get them onto an evergreen webinar. That evergreen webinar will sell a product or a service or something along those lines, and you can then retarget the people that watched the webinar but didn't buy to rejoin at a later date. Of course, that sounds really techie and scary, but it's not that bad. So anyways, what she does is she'll send out, as I said, 2 welcome emails plus 2 emails that are invitation emails to join a webinar, you know, why the webinar is valuable. And then she'll have it go out, as I said, a day later, because a lot of times people will say, oh, the webinar is happening like in 2 minutes. And that's too stressful for people. They don't have it blocked out in their calendar, so they're less likely to show up. But if you give them a day in advance, they're more likely to look at their calendar, figure out a time, and then go for it that way. And of course, as we're talking about automated webinars, people are always going to say, well, you know, aren't people going to get upset that it's not live? And her answer was pretty good, I thought. She said, well, who says it has to be live? And number 2, how many more people could actually see your work, listen to your strategies and your systems and get to learn from you if you're constantly kind of like rebalancing, maybe every 2 weeks doing a live webinar, when most people want to learn like right away, right as soon as they start engaging with you? And you would set up the webinar to be a little bit different. Obviously, you're not going to ask people to answer your questions or say anything about the chat window, but there is usually an option for people to email you if they do have questions. And so at the very end of it, she has a compiled list of Q&A of what the most common questions are that came up when she was doing it live, and just put that right at the end of her webinar. So that was, I thought, really, really cool. And that is definitely something that I want to start to do, and cross your fingers, make $1 million at it like she does. The other thing that kind of came up is, how do I use YouTube to grow my list? How do I get YouTube to grow my business? And there's 2 gentlemen that have made, you know, tons of videos. Their whole business is on YouTube. And the one thing that really came out when it came to social media is what social media platforms are search engines and which ones are more engagement. So Instagram and Facebook are definitely more about engagement, whereas YouTube and Pinterest are a lot more searchable. So the biggest thing with YouTube, which I didn't even think about, is if you want your YouTube video to actually get searched and get popular and get likes and engagement and people downloading your freebies, you need to make it answer the question that people are searching on YouTube. So with every single YouTube clip that I'm now making moving forward, I'm going to snippet out the pieces that aren't answering a question. But if I were to say something like, how do I use YouTube to grow my business? And then I answer that in the video. Well, that's the snippet that I'm going to put into YouTube and then say, watch the rest of the episode here at this particular website address. So even with my podcast episodes now, we are specifically asking questions to the interviewers. The interviewees, and then snippeting those out and putting them onto YouTube. So now they're searchable YouTube clips. I've done the same thing with my Facebook Live videos. So when I am doing a Facebook Live, I'm usually inspired by one of my blog posts and I will form it in a question. Do you think you have adrenal fatigue? How do you test for food sensitivities? You know, do you think you have hypothyroidism? And then talk about it in the video. So that's how YouTube really works. But as I mentioned, you know, Pinterest is also about keywords and it is a search engine. So your pins that you could have put up 5 years ago are still going to come up when people are searching those particular keywords. So it's almost like an evergreen way of having people find you and continue to for your pins to pop up, for them to reach out and talk to you. So Pinterest is going to be another big platform that I'm going to look into for my business to drive not only patients, but to also spread my message to healthcare practitioners like you guys about the podcast. Oh, yes. And then for Instagram, when it comes to social media, the biggest thing was always showing up authentically. So you always want every single post you have to be very much aligned with your values, aligned with how you speak and what your message is all about. Post at least once a day, and you want to make content that's very replicable. So something that people can put into their own lives, either a recipe, you could do a quick video demo of you making something, people love that stuff, or something like meditation, walking on the grass with your bare feet and how grounding that is. Dry skin brushing, like things that people can take away from your Instagram feed and put into their own lives is really, really important. And then the other big thing that a lot of people have been doing with Instagram is using polls. So in their Insta story, they'll add the poll graphic to a post. And then anybody that answers that poll, you can actually look in the analytics and see who answered yes or no, or who said, you know, A, B, or C, or whatever your poll is. And you can actually send them a direct message and talk to them and kind of build again that therapeutic relationship already. And then say, hey, you know, I'd love to have you in my office. What do you think? And then the best way to respond in a direct message is with videos. So you can actually send, I think, a minute video clip. And I've done this where I've sent like five in a row to answer somebody's question. And they really love that. And Jasmine Starr, she has Insta 180. I was really on the fence about joining her program and learning more about Instagram. And she responded to me in three video messages. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this person took the time out of her busy day to send me a video message, and that's really what sold me on the program. So imagine what you could do with prospective patients or clients in the same way. Oh, and then with regards to social media, a lot of people are using Meet Edgar. Meet Edgar is about $60 a month to use, but Meet Edgar is amazing in the fact that it can actually put all of your blog posts and social media posts into like a pool, and it will keep going back to that pool and reposting for you, you know, every single hour of the day if you want to. And you can say on Mondays, I want you to go into my social, like my quote pool, and it'll just randomly post post your quotes. On Tuesdays, I want it to be the videos. On Wednesdays, I want it to be from this pool. On Thursdays, I want it to be blog posts with this keyword in it. And Meet Edgar actually will do all those things. But somebody at the event said, smarter Q. So smarter with the letter Q at the end is like $10 a month and does the exact same thing as Meet Edgar. So when it comes to your social media stuff, Smarter Q would be something that you want to look into. And then finally, we started talking about launch runways. Now, this could apply if you're launching a 7-day detox program, a keto program, some sort of an in-office program or online program, and how important it is to really plan out your runway. Some people will make their runway like 3 months long, and other people will do maybe 2 weeks. Depending on the value, I will usually do a minimum of 2 weeks. And the biggest thing that I've been finding, because I've been trying to use Facebook ads to target cold audiences, is cold audiences that have never engaged with you at all are very, very, very expensive. So what we're doing in our business this year is we're going to try to make a lot more videos, like thought reversal videos and very polarizing videos, engaging videos, and then boosting that to a local audience just within the cities that can actually come see me in office. And I'll tell you, one of my videos that I did got over 5,000 views. Another one got over 2,000 views. It cost me $40 to boost that. So that's amazing with regards to social proof. And I'm going to keep doing that this year. But if you can start doing videos and then actually using your Facebook ads to target the video viewers, so you can actually set up a custom audience in the Facebook Business Manager, which is kind of like the back end of your Facebook page, you can target people that have watched 25% of your video, 10% of your video, the first 10 seconds, the first 2 minutes, like whatever you want. And those leads will be sometimes less than a dollar. And to boost for video views, you're talking about cents a view. Like it really, really significantly cuts down your Facebook ad cost. So we were talking about the launch runway and what James is doing right now, because he's launching BBD, is month one was going to be a whole bunch of thought reversal videos. They made 8 different videos all on thought reversals, meaning if I were to say, you know, you have to work hard to be successful, then the thought reversal would be, well, is everyone that's working hard successful? No, because of X, Y, and Z. So it's kind of changing people's thoughts around certain things. Just like you could do one on dream boards. So if I make a dream board, does that automatically mean that everything that I put down there is going to come true? No, because there's a lot of people that will make dream boards and nothing happens on it because they didn't take action. You know, so you have to be slightly polarizing a little bit. So they're doing that for the whole first month and they're putting a ton of money into the views. So again, 1 cent a view, that's all that you need. You could put $100 behind that video and let it run for even a couple of weeks. So as I said, I put $40 behind my videos and in 2 weeks they got thousands of views and I targeted it just to my particular audience in my nearby cities. And then in the second month, they're doing all case studies. So videos of people that have worked with them, that they have testimonials of. Now, in our industry, we can't necessarily do that for confidentiality reasons, but you could absolutely show case studies or tell stories about cases that have been successful. So it can just be you talking about lab results and how it changed from one month to the next, or services that you offer, something like that. And then the final month, they're doing a free PDF download, a free workbook download, again, targeting all the people that have watched their case study videos and thought reversal videos, and then finally opening up the cart for the launch. The other thing that they're doing, which I thought was really cool, is they're adding in a pop-up Facebook group. So anytime you're launching something, you can create a pop-up Facebook group. So this isn't a Facebook group that you have to manage all year round. You would just make it for that event to get people all into one place. And then as soon as your launch is over, you could essentially archive that Facebook group until you relaunch, reopen that and get all kinds of new people in there, keep the old ones, and you can reuse your Facebook groups that way. And I think that's a beautiful way to kind of keep everybody that was once interested, re-interest them again, and get them into your office in some way, shape, or form. So whenever you are about to launch something, you definitely want to make sure you're giving yourself ample time to really get people excited and hyped up about it, and then definitely launch whatever service or program it is that you are wanting to launch. And this is more like the big stuff. I've definitely talked about in previous webinars that I've done, like flash sales and things like that. That's not really what we're talking about, although I did use Facebook to run a flash sale 2 months ago for the Rock Your Seminars program, sort of like the attachment that I have to my Maximize Your Clinic course. And that still, it cost me maybe $40 and I made almost $500. So the return on investment when you're doing those things is really, really good, but sometimes you have to learn how to do it, which I will happily help you with. And number two, you want to make sure you're targeting as warm people as you possibly can. And really, that was kind of like the biggest takeaways that I got from that live mastermind event. And I hope that some of those kind of help you think about what it is that you want to achieve in your business. And I strongly, strongly recommend that you set yourself up from this video, from this podcast, to 90 days from now. And what we did at the end of the event was we wrote down everything that would happen by August 21st. So it was 90 days from when we did the live event. We had all these crazy, amazing things happen. And you don't want to write down the logical things that will happen in 90 days. This is your list of if the unlimited things were possible, what could happen in 90 days? If you were to get there, what would be just like amazeballs crazy? And you want to write all those things down, because you don't want to be playing it too safe. You don't want to write the safe things down. You want to write the amazing, like completely unreasonable things down, because you're a lot more likely to hit those than if you keep everything safe and kind of low key. Okay, so I will most likely be creating some sort of a download so you guys can see what this whole ramble was all about and kind of follow the flow a little bit better. But ultimately, it was really important for me to come on and share some of these extra tools and pieces of value that I picked up over the last month, and kind of share with you a little bit about what I'm doing with my business and how I'm engaging old patients, as well as getting new people into my office, and what to be expecting from me the rest of the year. So again, if any of these things really inspired you and you're like, man, you know what? I want to do everything that you're doing. I have no idea how to do it. Please reach out to me. I don't want you to be listening to this episode and now feel completely overwhelmed because I said so many different things. It is overwhelming when you put it all in kind of one 40-minute episode, but it's all tangible stuff. And I'm not doing it all at once right now. I am picking out the pieces that I can do week by week and learning and kind of implementing it. And I will tell you guys again, just like I mentioned, if you are at that place in your business where you have things set up, but you don't want to waste any more time or effort in doing them wrong, that's when you start reaching out to people. And I would love to have a chat with you one-on-one to see if we're a really good fit. So you can personally email me info@themaximmovement.com. Find me on Instagram @AndreaMaximND. Anything that I can do to help you speed up your success, take away the overwhelm, take away the fear, lay out all the steps that you need to take. And trust me, it doesn't have to be expensive. Often you hear about all the most expensive softwares, and there's really, really easy ways to do everything on the cheap. And in fact, one of my one-on-one coaching clients right now, she's just breaking into her new business and she wants to start launching and doing coaching with her community. And I was like, look, we're not going to spend on anything much more than a microphone. We're going to run everything on free platforms. Maybe it'll cost you $10 a month to do it, but we're going to keep everything really affordable. So trust me, guys, I will meet you where you are at. I just want to chat with you and see if we're the right fit and see where we can get you. Like, imagine where we could put you 90 days from now if you just align yourself with someone who you definitely can work with. And if you are coachable, that will just like watch your business soar and watch how much more accountable and how many more things, amazing things you can do in your business. So again, please reach out to me, info@themaximmovement.com. Direct message me, Andrea@MaximND on Instagram. I mean, I don't care. Just reach out to me. But thank you all so much for continuing to listen to the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.